Blog Talk Radio.
Andenya Kasenyo Iska Arb Baluta Kenoch Zawater Yemibal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kavrit Beta Christian. Gidda Gedauchish Lepazion. In Kwe Yetaget Unacho. Salam Lanchi Hun Inatachin Kavrit Beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever.
מזמור מ"ח, שיר מזמור לבני קורח. גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, בעיר אלוהינו הר קודשו. יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירקדי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחמה זאת. רעדה אחזה אדם שם, חיל כיולדה. ורוח קדים תשפר אוליגיון תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות, בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דמינו אלוהים חסדך וקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על קץ וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. Thank you. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. סופו ציון והתקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות. גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, בעיר אלוהינו הר קודשו. נוף משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירכתי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזה אתם שם, ברוח קדים תשפר אוליזיון תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב החליך. ושמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כסף ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שופו ציון והתקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
I'll break every chain.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain. He is the conqueror. Now we sing a song of redemption and love. Song of liberty. Remove the chains of Babylon. He set I free out of living in poverty, out of captivity. Judah shall break every chain. He is the conqueror. Now we sing a song of redemption and love. Song of liberty. Sitting on the mountain so peaceful and high. Above reality. Leading the children to do right. Reveal the prophecy. Show I the way to Mount Zion. He set I free out of living in poverty, out of captivity. Shall break every chain.
Zion shall break every chain.
Being spread all over another country, another way of thinking. I also heard that you eating is also kosher eating. I mean, you're not eating pork and things like that, you know.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Jewish.
Rasta.
I don't
understand. Well, I am Rasta with you.
So it's the same tradition.
What's
as
it?
For the...
The lion of a tribe of Judah.
Hmm.
That must be Jew. Judah.
Yeah.
What's from Jew? Haile Selassie of Judah.
Today, Haile Selassie is courted by all the world. At his anniversary reception, the representatives of 100 nations came to salute the authority of this tiny old man. He was probably the first African leader to be treated by white men as an equal, and the first to be sacrificed by them in the name of appeasement. He's learned to trust nobody, except perhaps his dog, and yet he's won the respect of the world, for there's no man alive today whose life has spanned so much. Now, in his old age, he's practically the incarnation of the history of our time. Time began for Haile Selassie in this remote corner of the Horn of Africa in 1892. In London, Queen Victoria had celebrated her golden jubilee. In Africa, the colonial powers were carving up the continent, but the world Haile Selassie was to grow up to had not been dreamed of. He was born in a thatched hut and christened Tafari Makomon, and though he was of Ethiopia's royal blood, his childhood on these hillsides was as carefree as childhood should be. Ethiopia to the world then was not much more than an African fairy tale. In European romance, it was the land of King Solomon's mines, Prester John and the Queen of Sheba, the place called Abyssinia, where the tribe of the Habeshan was supposed to live. Only a handful of foreigners had reached its interior and found among its mountains the source of the Blue Nile. The rest was as dark as anything in darkest Africa, hidden by giant mountains from the deadly curiosity of the world. But Europe's romance was Ethiopia's living history. There was a rich empire here when most of Europe was in darkness 2,000 years ago. Its ruins still stand at Axum, its first capital. And the title of its first rulers, King of Kings, is that of Haile Selassie today. The empire's history since then is a rich confusion of fact and legend. There are still 50,000 people like these in Ethiopia who call themselves Jews of the House of Israel and claim descent from the first Jews out of Arabia 3,000 years ago. They observe the Jewish Sabbath and mark their pottery with the Star of David. Like Haile Selassie's imperial crest, the star crowns the Lion of Judah, the central Ethiopian symbol, begotten from Sheba, who bore a son to King Solomon, and called him Menelik, the first Ethiopian emperor. But the central tradition of Ethiopia is Christianity. Long before most of Europe was converted, the empire was a pillar of Christendom, whose emperor earned another title that Haile Selassie carries today: the elect of God. The echoes of
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Into this strange twilight world between yesterday and today, Haile Selassie was born. Now, after 80 years, he looks back on a lifetime that has spanned the gap between the 2,000 years of African tradition he inherited and our own jet-propelled international revolution that threatens to overwhelm him. One of his earliest memories is of the way our world first encroached on his, with the arrival in Ethiopia of the first British diplomatic mission to the court of his half-uncle Menelik. He was 5 years old. The year was 1897, just a year after the great victory of Adowa, and the British mission on its way to Addis Ababa stayed with the young Haile Selassie's father in the town of Harar.
Harar then was a newly conquered province of Menelik's empire, taken from Muslim hands. Haile Selassie's father, Ras Makonnen, was Menelik's governor for Harar and a favorite to succeed to the throne. In Muslim hands, Harar had been a secret city, closed to non-Muslims for centuries. 40 years earlier, the British explorer Richard Burton had only been able to get here disguised as an Arab. He didn't think much of what he saw. The streets were stony and narrow, the faces were stern and secretive. He thought they justified the local proverb, hard as the heart of Harar. Harar's not a great deal better now, but for what change there is, Haile Selassie's father can take some credit. He allowed French priests to open this little mission school in the town and sent his son, Tafari Makonnen, to learn from them. 70 years later, French is still the only foreign language Haile Selassie speaks with any fluency. Today, the school is little changed, but in coming here as a boy, Haile Selassie recalls that he had an advantage given to very few others in the empire at that time, and he's been obsessed with the value of education ever since. His father is remembered by Haile Selassie as an unusually enlightened man. He built Harar's first hospital. He opened the first Ethiopian state school. And because he knew he might one day become emperor himself, and that Tafari would succeed him, he tried to prepare his son as best he could for the changes that he knew were bound to come from the traditional ways of the old world to the revolutionary demands of the new. So throughout his boyhood, the young Tafari lived happily in his father's house with a future that seemed secure. But suddenly, his father died, and Tafari passed at once from security into a world of medieval intrigue. He was only 13. Menelik was dying, paralyzed by a stroke. He had no son of his own, and with Ras Makonnen's death, the last chance of a clear succession had gone. His court was racked with the jealous plots of rivals for his throne. There was Taitu, his aging queen. Zauditu, his daughter, equally determined to get the throne herself. Ras Michael, a powerful provincial warlord, scheming to put his dissolute son and Menelik's nephew, Lij Yasu, on the throne. Against such plotters, the young Tafari had no chance. He was exiled as governor of another conquered province. Meanwhile, Menelik's palace seethed with treachery and murder, like the household of some African King Lear. For 5 years, the conspiracies tore the court apart, until in 1911, the doddering Menelik at last revealed his choice. Ras Michael's son, Lij Yasu, was the heir to his throne. The queen and his daughter were thrust aside, and Tafari Makonnen joined Ethiopia's other barons in swearing an oath of loyalty to his rival. As a reward, he was sent to his father's old job as governor of Harar. In Harar, Tafari was safely out of the way, a week's journey from the capital. He was just 19, but he was experienced far beyond his years. Already he knew not only how to run a province, but how to play a waiting game, and he knew there was still a crown to play for. He needed all his caution, because when Menelik died at last, and Lij Yasu was crowned, the new emperor was already half mad with syphilis, turning from youthful dissipation to exotic vice and murder. He tried to murder Tafari on this lake near Harar, where Tafari often went boating with friends. This time, Lij Yasu bribed a servant to hold the boat so that it sank in the middle of the lake. A friend was drowned. Tafari survived by swimming ashore. The foreign embassies dabbled in these plots as well. The new diplomats who'd surrounded Menelik now imposed on these medieval intrigues the shape of approaching war in Europe. Germany and Turkey stood with Lij Yasu. Britain, France and Italy swung to Tafari's side. It was 1914, and as the guns opened up on Europe's western front, 4,000 miles away, the contest in Ethiopia took an older shape. Christianity once again prepared for a clash with Islam. A Muslim empire in Africa was the bait dangled before Li Jiasu by Germany and Turkey. And in his craze for power, the new ruler of a Christian empire became a Muslim in all but name. For the Christians, it was the last straw. Vice, murder, and rape they were accustomed to, but apostasy struck at the heart of their tradition. Li Jiasu was formally excommunicated from the Ethiopian church, and with British encouragement, Tafari was proclaimed regent with the title of Ras, or prince. He was 24 years old.
He was a terrible lord. It's an awful lord. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
line of Judah. Line of Judah. Line of Judah.
Keeps 26 lions. The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs, the way they lie around the palaces of Ethiopia. Two of his lions roam free in the imperial grounds. One is reputed to travel in its own jeep.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
But the central tradition of Ethiopia is Christianity. Long before most of Europe was converted, the empire was a pillar of Christendom, whose emperor earned another title that Haile Selassie carries today, the Elect of God. The echoes of 16 centuries of Christianity sound with undiminished faith through Ethiopia's churches now. In Ethiopia was a sort of barbaric Byzantium, and a crusading church as well, bestowing the light of Christ upon the heathen tribes. But like other crusaders, it was beset by the growing power of Islam. From over the Red Sea, the Arabs swept into Africa with their own revelation. Soon, Ethiopia was a Christian stronghold surrounded by the Muslim world. Hidden in the mountains from the Muslim invasion, the emperors and priests of Ethiopia kept the Christian faith alive. Here in the 12th century, the emperor Lalibela carved out of the rock the churches of what he hoped would be a new Jerusalem. It was the empire's capital for 100 years and came to be known as Lalibela after its creator. 800 years later, Haile Selassie was to come here to pray for deliverance from Italy's invasion of his country. At the worst moment of his life, it was his way of declaring his ultimate faith in the God who was so essential to his empire's tradition, a tradition that the monks of Lalibela still voice in a haunting mixture of orthodox plain chant and African rhythm. Struggle with Islam, church and state became inseparable, and the Christian powers of Europe sent emissaries to the emperors to help them against the Muslims. One of them may have been Prester John, some Western Father Jean, perhaps, exiled and forgotten here for a lifetime. But in spite of Western help, many of the empire's provinces were overrun. The emperors themselves became nomads, wandering the highlands from camp to camp. Until here, at Gondar, in the 17th century, they came to rest again in renewed splendor.
For another day, Rastafari Kalinim Jalla, Rastafari Kalinim Jalla, Rastafari calling him Ja, 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 Ja.
Gonda was only a brief revival of a declining empire. In another 100 years, the court was on the march again, still carrying the Christian banner, but challenged at every step by powerful feudal barons, as the kings of medieval England used to be. Only the church held Ethiopia together, and gradually authority shifted again towards the church strongholds in the central mountains. Here, the empire that Haile Selassie would inherit began to take shape under King Sahle Selassie, his great-grandfather. King Sahle was one of the most powerful barons, and it was to him that the new commercial empires of 19th century Europe came with their gifts and guns. And his kingdom was the foundation on which the Ethiopian Empire was rebuilt. Its revival was heralded by a Christian crusade, led by a man who was half monk, half warrior, and who defeated all other contenders for the throne, the Emperor Theodore. But in 1862, Theodore fell foul of Queen Victoria. By a misunderstanding, she failed to answer one of his letters, and in a huff, Theodore imprisoned a British consul and some European missionaries in his mountain fortress at Magdala. When 5 years of diplomacy failed to secure their release, the British at last sent a military expedition to recover them. It was a ponderous exercise, but effective. With elephants, gun carriages, and Indian sepoys under the command of General Napier, they clambered steadily into the mountains that had been Ethiopia's best defense for so long. The Ethiopians were no match for them. They had few rifles and no artillery to save their old empire from the new world. As Napier's army approached their last stronghold, Theodore shot himself. The new concept of empire had triumphed over the old. Yet in Theodore's medieval crusade, there was a glimpse of a new Ethiopia. And 20 years later, under the Emperor Menelik, grandson of Sahle Selassie and half-uncle to Haile Selassie, that glimpse became something like reality. Europe's scramble for Africa was then in full swing, and as the Western empires planted their flags all over the continent, only Menelik's Ethiopia seemed able to stand against them. At Addis Ababa in Sahle Selassie's old kingdom, Menelik created a new capital for his empire. It was Ethiopia's first permanent capital since the heyday of Gonda, 200 years before. Menelik's palace is still used 80 years later by Haile Selassie. And to him, it's a permanent reminder of the day when Ethiopia showed that it could, after all, resist the power of Europe, when Menelik's army in these mountains defeated an Italian invasion at the Battle of Adowa. The year was 1896, and the traditional Ethiopian painting tells the story of a modern awakening. It was the first time a European army had been defeated by Africans since Hannibal beat the Romans 2,000 years ago. Menelik's celebrations were huge and noisy. For days on end, the drink ran like water, and the tables were red with the blood of raw meat. In the rejoicing, the Ethiopians hardly noticed that they had still to pay a price for their independence. From now on, they would be enmeshed in the quarrels of the European powers. While the new ambassadors and their lady wives looked with astonishment at Menelik's medieval feasts, they were secretly seeking for allies here in the power struggle that was raging in Europe.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted,
I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah, 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 Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah, 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 Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work, and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah, 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 Selah. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron, 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 Moses and Aaron.
Here we have today's daily song, we have song, we have song.
Mazmur Sabatid, Bakanif Sabatabat. Namazamran Aleka, Sile Edotam, Yasaf Mazmur. Bak Ali would exiab here cho. Alim would exiab here no. Ursum, madam, met. በመከራዬ ቀን እግዚአብሔርን ፈለግሁት እጆቼ በሌሊት በፊቱ ናቸው አላረፍኩም ነፍሴም መጽናናትን አልቻለችም እግዚአብሔርን አሰብሁት ደስ አለኝ ተናገርሁ ነፍሴም ፈዘዘች አይኖቼ እንዲተጉ ያዝታቸው ደነገጥኩ አልተናገርሁም የድሮውን ዘመን አሰብሁ የዘላለሙን ዓመታት አሰብሁ አጠናጠንሁም በሌሊት ከልቤ ጋር ተጫወቱ ነፍሴንም አነቃቀኋል እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ይጥላልን እንግዲህስ ቸርነቱን አይጨምርምን ለዘላለምስ ምሕረቱ ለልጅ ልጅ ተቆረጠችን የተናገረውስ ቃል አልቋልን እግዚአብሔርስ ሞገሱን ረሳን በቁጣውስ ምሕረቱን ዘጋውን ይህ ድካሜ ነው አለ የልዑል ቀኝ እንደ ተለወጠ የእግዚአብሔርን ሥራ አስታወሱ የቀድሞውንም ታምራትህን አስታውሳለሁና በምግባርህም ሁሉ እናገራለሁ በሥራህም እጫወታለሁ አቤቱ መንገድህ በመቅደስ ውስጥ ነው እንደ አምላካችን ያለ ታላቅ አምላክ ማን ነው ታምራትን የምታደርግ አምላክ አንተ ለሕዝብህ ኃይልህን አስታወቅሃቸው የያዕቆብንና የዮሴፍን ልጆች ህዝብህን በክንድህ አዳንሃቸው አቤቱ ውሆች አዩ ውሆችም አይተው ፈሩ ጥልቆች ተነዋወጡ ውሆችም ጮሁ ደመኖች ድምጽን ሰጡ ፍላጾችህም ወጡ የነጎድጓድህ ድምጽ በአውሎ ነበረ መብረቆች ለዓለም አበሩ ምድር ተናወጠች ተንቀጠቀጠች መንገድህ በባህር ውስጥ ነው ፍለጋህም በብዙ ውሆች ነው አረማመድህም አልታወቀ በሙሴና በአሮን እጅ ህዝብህን እንደ በጎች መራሃች
Salamta, Enai is linked. Today's daily song, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmor Seba, Seba, Sabbat. Mezmor Seba, Sabbat. Psalm 77, from the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalms of David, from the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Ketamawi, Haile Selassie, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has revealed to open the book, and to loose the seven seals thereof. Today's daily psalm is themed, Yeh Israel, Dinten Neger, Aselaslo, Aselaslo. Ancient, the ancient matters, a meditation, a meditation. Aselaslo, on the ancient matters. Dinten Neger, Yeh Israel, Dinten Neger, Aselaslo, Aselaslo, Aselaslo. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here the superscription. We're going to compare and contrast the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, the Book of the Seven Seals, and the Royal Amharic, with the KJV, the King James Version, side by side. So in the English, we have the superscription for chapter 77, or Psalm 77, Mezmor Seba Sebat, to the chief musician, to Jedutun, Jedutun, a Psalm of Asaph. Le Mezmoran Aleka, Sile Dotam, Ye Asaph Mezmor. To the chief musician, Le Mezamrana Leka, to Jedutun, Sile Edotam, a psalm of Asaph, Ye Asaph Mezmor. So there we have the superscription to today's daily psalm, Make I and I Ride Up, Besimab, Wewelit, Wemenfes Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak, Nijemralin. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the One Source, we begin. Kuter An, verse 1. Bekale wode ekziavi her johu, kaleina wode ekziavi herna. Arsuma demet eng. I cry to ekziavi her. I shouted out, I called out with my voice. Bekale wode ekziavi her johu. Even to the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father, with my voice. Kalim wede ekziavi herna. And he gave ear to me, and he gave ear to I. Arsum ademet eng. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Bemek rayik en egziavi harinna feleghut. Ijoche beleilit be fitu nacho. Ala refahumim nefsema metsananatinala chalechim. In the day of my trouble, I sought the sustainer. I sought the good, excellent Ab Father. Be mekrayik en ekgziavi harinna feleghut. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. Ejoche beleilit be fitu nacho. Here in the Royal Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals, it reads, Ejoche, my hands, Ejoche beleilit in the night seasons, be fitu nacho. Were in his presence, ala refuhumim, and I did not rest, ala refuhumim, nefsein ametznanatin ala chalechim, and my soul, Nefsim, refuse to be comforted. Nefsim, metzananatin ala chalechim. Utersos, verse 3. Egziavi harin, asebuhut, desalinim, tenagarhu, nefsim afezezech. I remembered Egziavi her sustainer, the good, the excellent, our Father. Egziavi harinna asebuhut. And was troubled. Now this is very interesting. This is very interesting when we're reading the Royal Amharic. We're gonna have to look at the Septuagint on this psalm right here, because here it has Des Alenya, and I was happy. I was glad. Tanagarhu. I spoke Nefsim, and my soul fezezech, and my soul fezezech. Someone say my soul was overwhelmed. We see clearly here within the, this is why it's good to study Psalms and HSV side by side, Haile Selassie version side by side with the KJV. Because we come across these interesting similarities and yet differences. That's what we say, we compare and we contrast, you know, side by side. The HSV, Haile Selassie version, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, what we know as the Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5:5, of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, you know. And so here in today's daily psalm, let's just bring this up right here. We're just focusing on it because I'm reading the Amharic, and I'm already seeing that there is nuances of difference between the Amharic and the KJV. We've noticed this also with certain areas in the Septuagint and the Masoretic Hebrew. And we've also noted how at times the Book of the Seven Seals, His Majesty Bible, would favor the Hebrew, the Masoretic, at other times. Sometimes it would be a verse, a phrase, and this is very interesting. And then also we have the Septuagint right here. So in looking at this right here, calling in the day of my affliction, I inquired of Elohim in my hands. I'm reading over some of the translations. My hands by night were before him. This is similar. My hands by night, just scrolling to verse 2. Where it says, "Bemekaraye ken gziavi harinna feleguhut." Bemekaraye ken, bemekaraye, in my trouble. In the ken is a day. Mekaraye is my trouble. Be, the preposition on in. Bemekaraye ken, in my day of trouble. E gziavi harin feleguhut. I sought. I sought a gziavi joche. My hand belelit befitu nacho. My hands were by night. By night were before him. They were before him. Now, the Septuagint has, and I was not deceived, it says, Kai uk epatetein, epatetein. Here we have, ala refuhumim, ala refuhumim. And I did not rest, nefsim ametznanatin ala chalechim. And my soul, in a sense, refused to be comforted, is a good translation from the English, KJV. Now here in verse 3, we have the King James Version, which reads, here in verse 3, I remembered God and was troubled, I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. And then we have a Selah, pause moment. Now, as we have gone through the Royal Amharic, we notice that it reads different. It says, Ekziavi harin asebohut desalenyim tenagarhu nefsim afezezech. Fezezech, I know, like when one says, like my vision, you know, because of sometimes one's vision or eyesight is affected by trauma, so your vision might be blurry. So that's that word, fezezeh, my heart, which is my spirit. In KJV says my spirit, and no doubt that is very true or accurate according to the Masoretic. So it's where we have these nuances of difference that catches eye and eye interest. Here in the Septuagint, it says, em nestain tol theo kai yufran. You fronten, and the translation would be more to the effect of, I remembered Elohim, and nestain to theo, I remember theo, God, Elohim, kai, and you are fronten, you fronten, and was glad. This matches exactly what we have in the Royal Amharic right here as his third verse, Kiziyari harinna sebuhu, I saw it. I thought upon Ekziav to sustain a desalenium, and I was glad. Going on with the Septuagint, it says, Edolesa Kesa, Kai, Oligosaikesen, Tol Numa Moa, Tonu Mamwa, or Mau. Tonu Mamau, Tonu Mamwa, Dia Sama. So it says, I meditated and was faint-hearted, and was faint-hearted my spirit. Yeah, because the word for fezazet is to be blurry, right? Like with eyesight. So when I read, and I'm saying fezazet, I'm thinking blurry, but how did you say my soul was blurry? My soul was blurry. So here we have, and I spoke nefsim, and my soul, my psyche, fezazet. In essence, it's faint-hearted, was blurry, contextually, likno, it's correct. Now, there's a diasoma, there's a pause, right? There's a pause right here. A selah. Kut al-arat, verse 4. Ayinoche and diategu, yazahacho, denegetahu, ala tenagarhu. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I know che and di tegu ayaza hacho. The eye holdest mine eyes waking. Deneget uhu. In a mental state of shock, I was. Te al tenagarhu. And I cannot. Tenagar. Al tenagarhu. I cannot speak. Kutalamis, verse 5. Ye durowin azemin asebuhu. Yezalalamun ameta tasebuhu. At enatenahum. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times, the forever ages, the ancient ages. I really meditated on this. This part is not brought out right in the KJV, and looking at the Septuagint, it brings it out. Emma letesa, and I meditated, I reasoned days about ancient and years everlasting I remembered, and I meditated. So that word there is found in the Septuagint, in the Royal Amharic, but not so much in these present Masoretic Psalms right here. At enat ennehu. Kuterasidis, verse 6. Belelit, kalibe gara te chawetuhu. Nese ne manek atahuat. I call to remembrance my song in the night. Belelit, kalibe gara te chawetuhu. In the night, in my heart, heartically, te chawetuhu. It's like to play, to rejoice in that sense. The word can be used to be conversant, so it could be a song, like one is, you know, like almost like as a party. I kind of partied in a sense, you know, but not in an outer sense, but an inner sense. And that's saying, Nim anek akachuat. I commune with my own heart, right? Like I woke up my own soul, is what he's saying. And my spirit made diligent search, waking up his own soul, making diligent search. Ekaziyaviyel is alalem ayitalalin. In Gadihisa Chernetuna Aya Chemermin? He's asking these questions. Will the Lord, the sustainer, Gziav, the good, the excellent Av, cast off forever? Gziavia, the Zalem, Ayutalalin? Or will he be favorable no more? In Gadihis Chernetuna Aya Chemermin? Will he not add, in a sense, and will he not add to his generosity, his open handedness? Kutel, verse. Cement 8. The Zalemis, Mehiratu, Elelijalija, Te Quaret. Te quaret etchin? Is his mercy clean, gone forever? Yet an agrawisak ala koalin. Doth his promise, the word that has been spoken, right? Has it like expired? Has it run out? Yet an agrawisak ala koalin? Kutarazetang. Exiavi heris. Moges su resan. Hath Exiavir Stina forgotten to be gracious, Exiaviris, Moges Sunaresan. Hath he in his anger shut up his tender mercies? Bekutawis Mihiratuna Zagawin? Has he closed up his mercies? Diasama Sela. Pause. I have another pause here at verse 9 from the Hebraic, and also within the Septuagint. We don't have the same thing within the Royal Amharic, and we can reason on that. But let's move forward here at verse 10. Ye dekameno alo, ye l'ula keng in the telewata. And I said, This is my infirmity. This is my weakness. Yeah? Bekameno, Aloho. Yeah? This? Bekameno. My weakness, Aloho. My infirmity, Aloho. I said, yeah, la'ula kenya inda talawat. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Now, in going to the Hebrew, the Sefer Te'ilim of this particular verse, ones and ones know, it's a very interesting study, as well as a meditation, and not to go into the full of that, but for ones who would like to, you know, can get an ear, can hear. It says, and I said, now we'll begin from the Septuagint of this verse. This is the change of the right hand of the highest. And I said, now I began. And I said, now I began, this is the change of the right hand of the highest. This verse here in the Royal Amharic that we have, yet l'ul of the Most High came, the right hand inda, as talawat, as it has changed. Kutara asara'an, verse 11. Ye gziyavi harinna sara asa tawesu. Ye kadamawunna ta'amaratihina asa tawesalehunna. I will remember the works of Egeziah, the stain of the good, the generous Av. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. Egeziah harin, ye Egeziah harin sera asa tawesu. Ye kadanao win ta'amaratehina asa tawesalehunna. Be migabarehin hulu nagaralo. Be serahim echawetalo. Verse Asarahulet, I will meditate also of all thy work. Bamarinya says, Ben Migbarehim Mahulu and all thy work in Agaralu, I will speak. Besarahim and in your, another word for work, right, or doings, makings, Ichawatalo, I will talk, Ichawatalo, to be conversant. This here is linked to the verse that we had a little bit earlier in verse 6, Belelit, in the night, Kalibegarte, Chawetuhu, I played, but it can mean to play, like with music being played, but it can also mean to be conversant, with reasonment. So we have this word here again, Besarahim, Ichawatalo. In thy talk of all thy doings. This is how it's brought out in King James Version. Kutar Asala Source, verse 13. Abitu men slika. Abitu men gedi. Abitu men gedi. Be mekdes wistno. Indam la tachina. Yale talak amlak manno. Thy way, Abitu, thy father's father, father of the house, is in the sanctuary, Abitu. Men gedi, be mekdes wist, no, in the mekdes, be mekdes wist, within, nau, it is. Indam laka chinyale, talak amlak manno, who is so great a amlak, a source, as our source. In the amlaka chinyale, talak amlak manno. Kutasra rat, verse 14. Tamratin, yemitadarig amlak antene. Le hisbihi hailina satawika hacho. Thou, the I, and none other, art the source that doest wonders. Tamratina yemitadarig amlak antene. Tamratin yemitadarig. Wonders, amazing. One who does amlak, the source, ante, the I, antene, the I be, in another. Let his be for thy people, chaylin, asatawek hacho. You cause them to know power. Thou hast declared thy strength among thy people. Let his be for your people, chaylin, asatawek hacho. You have declared your chayl to your people, asatawek hacho. Kutarasara amis, verse 15. Yeah, Yaikobin. Yeah, Yaakovina, yeah, Yosefina Lichoch, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, yeah, Yaakovina, yeah, Yosefina Lichoch, his behina bekindih adan hacho, thou the eye hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob, yeah, Yaakovina and Joseph, yeah, Yosefina Lichoch, Selah, pause, dear psalm. Kutra Asara Siddist, verse 16. Abetu, wechochayu, wechochim ayatawu, feru, tilkocha tenawetu, wechochim achohu, The waters saw the eye. Abir too, I father, his father, O father of the house. The waters saw the eye. Abir too. Wuchocha ayuhu. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. Ye neguedguadih dimta be'aulo nebre mevrekocha le'alema beru midra tenawet echa tenek etechim. The voice of thy thunder, ye neguedguadih dimt, was in the heavens, in the whirlwind be'aulo nebre. The lightnings, the lightness of the world, mevrekoch be. Mevrekoch le alem aberu. Mevrekoch, the lightnings, le alem for the world, aberu. They lit it up. Midrat nawet echatena ketek etechem. The earth trembled, she trembled, and she shook, and she was shook. Kutelasara zet in verse 19. Men gedi bebahir wistna. Filagahima bebizu chochana. Aremamedihim ala tawaka. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Be Musena, be Aronija, hisbehininda, begoja, merahacho. Thou, the eye, leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Be Musena, be Aronija, hisbehininda, begoja, merahacho, 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 merahacho.
My advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Mazmur Savasidis. Bak Enif Savasavat. ለመዘምራን አለቃ ስለ ኤዶታም የአሳፍ መዝሙር በቃሌ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ጮህ ቃሌም ወደ እግዚአብሔር ነው እርሱም ማደመጠኝ በመከራዬ ቀን እግዚአብሔርን ፈለግሁት እጆቼ በሌሊት በፊቱ ናቸው አላረፍሁም ነፍሴም መጽናናትን አልቻለችም እግዚአብሔርን አሰብሁት ደስ አለኝ ተናገሩ ነፍሴም ፈዘዘች አይኖቼ እንዲተጉ ያዝሃቸው ደነገጥኩ አልተናገርሁም የድሮውን ዘመን አሰብ የዘላለሙን አመታት አሰብ አጠናጠንሁም በሌሊት ከልቤ ጋር ተጫወትሁ ነፍሴንም አነቃቀኋት እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ይጥላልን እንግዲህስ ቸርነቱን አይጨምርምን ለዘላለም ምሕረቱ ለልጅ ልጅ ተቆረጠችን የተናገረውስ ቃል አልቋልን እግዚአብሔርስ ሞገሱን ረሳን በቁጣውስ ምሕረቱን ዘጋውን ይድካሜ ነው አሉ የልዑል ቀኝ እንደ ተለወጠ የእግዚአብሔርን ሥራ አስታወሱ የቀድሞውንም ታምራትህን አስታውሳለሁና በምግባርህም ሁሉ እናገራለሁ በሥራህም እጫወታለሁ አቤቱ መንገድህ በመቅደስ ውስጥ ነው እንደ አምላካችን ያለ ታላቅ አምላክ ማን ነው ታምራትን የምታደርግ አምላክ አንተ ነህ ለሕዝብህ ኃይልህን አስታወቅሃቸው የያዕቆብንና የዮሴፍን ልጆች ሕዝብህን በክንድህ አዳንሃቸው አቤቱ ውኆች አዩህ ውሆችም አይተው ፈሩ ጥልቆች ተነዋወጡ ውሆችም ጮሁ ደመኖች ድምጽን ሰጡ ፍላጾችህም ወጡ። የነጎድጓድህ ድምፅ በአውሎ ነበረ። መብረቆች ለዓለም አበሩ። ምድር ተናወጠች ተንቀጠቀጠች። መንገድህ በባህር ውስጥ ነው፣ ፍለጋህም በብዙ ውሆች ነው። አረማመድህም አልታወቀም። በሙሴና በአሮን እጅ ሕዝብህን እንደ በጎች መራሃቸው።
I grew up an Israelite life, you know, the same way Moses, Jacob, all of our forefathers, you know, had the most difficult lives. You know, Jacob had to be a slave for Laban. His own brother tried to kill him. You know, they raped his daughter. You know, his youngest son, his favorite son, you know, was sold into slavery. You know, it's just always difficult for Am Yisrael. You know, Moses, you know, gave up being the Pharaoh to defend a Hebrew that was being taken advantage of, and led the small nation against the biggest nation in the world. So that's what a Yid goes through. So me being a Yid, having a Yiddishkeit soul, you know, whenever I went through difficulties, you know, it was never to take drugs, or, you know, it was never to take it out on other people. It was to turn to Hashem. That's what a Yid does. He has to cry to Hashem. That's what they say in the time of Mashiach. You have to cry. The Israelites will cry to Hashem. Cry to Hashem. Cry to Hashem.
Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Moses and Aaron. Moses and Aaron. Moses and Aaron. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice.
Come down, come see, come see what's happening down here in Babylon. Come see the Israelites deal on the persecution, fighting for his homeland, and that stop them.
In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not.
Stretch out your hand and just leave in this land of tribulation. Come see the people, they are dying, dying from starvation.
cast off forever? And will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore?
Only in a bear skin.
Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Moses and Aaron. Moses and Aaron. Moses and Aaron. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah.
May the one who amen and I drink, as the scripture says, from within him will flow rivers of living water.
Chapter 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir, 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 thine heir,
thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine heir, thine We don't do no Halloween. We're preparing anniversary of the coronation of the anointed King of Kings and his consort, yes, I, the Queen of Queens. So here on the end of the eye right here, we're at the third sabbatical study here for the Shabbat Strong here. Lekha, go for self. So let's give ear right here. Going to write up with more with today's daily psalm, Psalm 77.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Heard of it at Ephrata. We found it in the fields of the wood. Chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, to a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan, into the land of Canaan they came, 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 Canaan. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Sychem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him.
And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai his wife, Behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, This is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her, and commended her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Abram well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen, and he asses, and men servants, and maid servants, and she asses, and camels. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues, because of Sarai, Abram's wife. Pharaoh called Abram and said, What is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidst thou, She is my sister? So I might have taken her to me to wife. Now therefore, behold thy wife, take her and go thy way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had. Chapter 13. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east. And they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent, and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Chapter 14. And it came to pass, in the days of Amraphel king of Shinar, Arioch king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer king of Elam, and Tidal king of nations, that these made war with Bera king of Sodom, and with Birsha king of Gomorrah, Shinab king of Admah, and Shemeba king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, which is Zoar. All these were joined together in the vale of Siddim, which is the salt sea.
12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him, and smote the Rephaims in Ashtaroth-Tarnaim, and the Zuzims in Ham, and the Emims in Shavi Kiriathaim, and the Horites in their Mount Seir, unto Elter, which is by the wilderness. And they returned and came to En-Mishpat, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites that dwelt in Hazazon-Tamar. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same as Zoar. And they joined battle with them in the vale of Siddim, with Chedorlaomer the king of Elam, and with Tidal king of nations, and with Amraphel king of Shinar, and Arioch king of Elasa, 4 kings with 5. The vale of Siddim was full of slime pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there, and they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre the Amorite, brother of Eshcol and brother of Aner, and these were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shavi, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him, and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, Give me the persons, and take the goods to thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich, made Abram rich, made Abram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them take their portion, 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 let them take their portion.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat.
Lioness, I got that. Bobby.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom Habarim, Shalom Habarim. So here, let's just seal off the previous Torah reading and feeding. We was in RSS number 2 for Shabbat Noach. We got up to question, I think 18. So here,
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat
strong. So here. This sabbatical study we have the RSS number 3, Lech Lecha. Go for self. Lech Lecha. But here, just to seal up the questions or reasonings here, going over question 18 again, RSS number 2 here for continuity purposes. What are the so-called 7 Noahide laws, or the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach? The Sheba Mitzvot B'nai Noach. Sheba, 7 Mitzvot laws or commandments, more correctly commandments, the 7 commandments B'nai sons of Noah, of Noah. The Sheba Mitzvot B'nai Noah. What are the Noahide, also called the Noahide laws? So we have this right here, the 7. 1, not to commit adult idolatry, not to eat blood, not to murder, not to blaspheme, not to commit incest or like sexual immorality, not to steal, and to establish courts of law or courts of justice. So the 7 Noahide laws of Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach. 1, not to commit idolatry. 2, not to eat blood. 3, not to murder. 4, not to blaspheme. 5, not to commit incest, or some say incest / sexual immorality, right? Then we have the 6, not to steal, and 7, to establish courts of law or courts of justice. Now, take note that some of these laws or commandments are thought to have first been given to Adam in the Gan, in the Genet, in the orchard or the garden. So here, continuity, question 19, Chaverim. What is the sign of Elohim's covenant with the creatures of the earth? And what was the purpose of this sign? Elohim put the rainbow, the Keshet, in the clouds as a memorial, zikaron, of how Ha'ilahim, the Almighty Power, promised never to flood the earth again, never to destroy the earth by water, or never to flood the entirety of the earthly plane, the earthly reality again. Question 20. What are the names of Noah, his 3 sons? What are their names? According to Genesis chapter 6, verse 10, we have Shem, Yafet, and Ham, or rather, why do they have it in this order? The biblical order is Shem, Ham, and Yafet, or Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Often we may say Ham, Shem, and Japheth in this Western Gentile world, but the scriptural order, Shem, Ham, and Yafet. Question 21. Ham had 4 sons. Name 3 of them, and according to the scriptures and what's known, the countries, their names, the Shemot, are said to represent. Ham's 4 sons, let's name 3 of them, and the countries that their names are said to represent. We have Cush, Ethiopia, Mitzrayim, Egypt, Put, some say Libya, and Canaan and Canaan, some say Phoenicia. Reference here, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 10, verse 6. Question 22. according to some of the Jewish or Judaic traditions, who was, or who do they say Nimrod was? Well, according to the Torah we have here in the Torah, Nimrod was a son of Cush. He was the grandson of Noah. He became a mighty hunter, or some say a mighty warrior in the earth. And also it appears that he was the first after the flood kingdom builder or rebuilder, so to speak, according to Genesis chapter 10. Question 23. Years after the Mabul, Hamabul, the flood, the people of the earth, they builded a tower. Why did they do this? Why did they do this? What's said to be the reasons why? Well, the people, right, we said the people, we're speaking about the collective children of Noah. So from Shem's people to Ham's people to Japheth or Japheth's people. Maybe this is one of the reasons why we find certain type of ancient archaeology, certain shared things, even the further back we go archaeologically, so to speak. But here, according to the scripts, the people were said to build a tower, or in the Hebrew, the Migdal, right? To fight against Hilahim, some say, or others say to protect themselves from the threat of another flood. You know, the waters came down from above, right? Therefore, some say it was to kind of like, maybe like a, like weather forecasting, like, you know, like to, they can tell when the weather, see what the stars, see what's going on up there in the windows of heaven. The ringleader, right, of this so-called New World Order, by many ones and ones, is said to be Nimrod. Nimrod is said to be the ringleader. So in popular Judaism and Christianity, even though the scriptures seem to contradict that interpretation, but they say that Nimrod, because they said that his kingdom first was Babel and all these other places, but yet in chapter 11, nothing is said about Nimrod. It's not he said, let us build this, but it's they said, the people said. Be that as it may, Nimrod is often interpreted to be the son of Cush, to be the ringleader of that New World Order project, right, of ancient first Babel or Babylon. Hilahim, Yahweh is said to have judged the people by confounding their language so that they cannot complete the tower, the Migdal. According to one Midrash, 70 languages were created at this time because of this act recorded here in the scriptures, the 70 different languages of the 70 or so ancient different nations. Therefore, it was called in the Hebrew Babel, Babel, Vavel, Babel, meaning Babel or confusion. But others say that originally Bab-El or Babel originally in the Hebrew meant the gate, the Bab of El, of God, of the Almighty, Bab-El. But because of the confusion from Bab-El, the gate of El, the Almighty power, it became Babel or Babal, Babel, Babel or confusion. Question 24. Who was Terah? And can you name his sons according to RSS number 2 right here for Noah? We have Terah. He was a descendant of Noah's son, Shem. And he was the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. So Terah's three of his sons here, we have Abram, we have Nahor and Haran. A couple more questions here before we ride up. Question 25. Who was Lot to Abram? Abram's oldest, Lot was Abram's brother Haran's son. So who was Lot? Lot was Abram's, Brahma's, was Abram's brother Haran's son. And therefore, in that relation, we would say he was his his nephew. He was his nephew. Question 26. Who was Nahor? Who was Nahor? Nahor was Abram's oldest brother who did not go to Canaan, to the Canaan, but instead he remained in the Aram Naharaim, a.k.a. the Mesopotamia. Later, Isaac's wife, Rivka, would come from this family, as would Yaakov, Jacob's wives, Leah and Rachel, Leah and Rachel. Question 27. Question 27. Why is Noah, not as highly esteemed as Abraham, as Abram, as Abraham in the later day Jewish Judaic tradition? Why is he not as highly esteemed? So in Yehudi, Jewish, Israelite, even Hebrew tradition, Abraham, of course, is highly esteemed. Some ask, well, why is not Noah, not as highly esteemed? Well, many of the ancient scholars of Torah, and even the Rebbanim, the rabbis, they pointed out that Elohim told both of them that he was going to destroy people. Abraham interceded on behalf of others, but it said that Noah didn't. And this would seem from the narrative to suggest to them that Abraham was more compassionate because he sought to intercede on behalf of others than Noah did. Question 28, final question here. What is the Hebrew bracha or blessing for seeing a rainbow? Yes, there's a Hebrew bracha. There's a blessing upon seeing a rainbow. What is this Hebrew blessing? Here. The baraka goes a little something like this. Modern Hebrew, they would say, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Zocher HaBrit VeNe'emana Bia Vrito VeKayam BeMa'amar To Ba'amaro. Again. Here, the English is, blessed are you, Adonai, Yahweh, O Lord, Eloheinu, our Elohim, who remembers his covenant and is faithful to his covenant and whose word endures forever. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Zokir HaBarit, V'Ne'eman, Bia Burrito with Ayam Be Ma'amaro. That's the blessing there. Blessed are you, O he who be, who ye be, our Elohim. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu, King of the universe, eternal King, Melech HaOlam, the one who remembers Zokir, his covenant, HaBrit, and is faithful to his covenant, V'Ne'eman B'Brito, and whose word endures, or rises to say stand in a sense. His word endures forever. V'Kayam B'Ma'amaro. He established his word. He established what he says. B'Ma'amaro. V'Kayam B'Ma'amaro. So upon the rainbow. Upon seeing a rainbow, Baraka, blessing. Yes, I, rainbow circle throne. Baruch Ata Yahuwah. Shah Rastafari. Melech HaOlam.
Rainbow circle drone, rainbow
Baruch atah, blessed art thou, Yahweh Eloheinu Melech haolam. He who be, we be, I and I power, eternal king, king of the universe, universal king, Zokir HaBarit, who remembers covenant, Vineimana BiBarito, and was faithful in his covenant, Wik Ayam BiMa'amaro, and whose word, his word endures for Iva and Iva. So here, straight up with a little midrash on Psalm 77, right here in the Hebrew.
מזמור עין זין למנצח על ידותון לאסף מזמור. קולי אל אלוהים ואצעקה, קולי אל אלוהים והאזין אליי. ביום צרתי אדוני דרשתי, ידי לילה נגרה ולא תפוג, מענה הנחם נפשי. הזכרה אלוהים ואהמיה, אשיחה ותתעטף רוחי סלע. אחזת שמורות עיניי, נפעמתי ולא אדבר, חישבתי ימים מקדם, שנות עולמים. אזכרה נגינתי בלילה, עם לבבי אשיחה, ויחפש רוחי. הלעולמים יזנח אדוני, ולא יוסיף לרצות עוד, האפס לנצח חסדו, גמר עומר לדור ודור, השכח חנות אל, אם קפץ באף רחמיו סלע, ואומר חלות יהי, שנות ימין עליון. אזכור מעלליה, כי אזכרה מקדם פלאיך, והגיתי וכל פעוליך, ובעלילותיך אשיחה. אלוהים בקודש דרכך, מי אל גדול כאלוהים? אתה האל עושה פלא, הודעת ועמים עוזיך, גאלת וזרוע עמך, בני יעקב ויוסף סלע. ראו חמיים אלוהים, ראו חמיים יחילו, אף ירגזו תהומות, זורמו מים עבות, כל נתנו שחקים, אף חצציך יתהלכו. כל רעמך בגלגל, האירו ורקים תבל, רגזה ותרעש הארץ. בים דרכך, ושבילך במים רבים, ועקבותיך לא נודעו. נחית חצון עמך ביד משה ואהרון.
Shema Yisrael, here today's daily psalm, according to the royal order. Here we have Mizmor Ein Zayin.
Ein Zayin.
Shema Yisrael, here today's daily psalm, according to the royal order. Here we have Mizmor Ein Zayin. Ein Zayin. Psalm 77, Mizmor Ein Zayin. Ein Zayin, Ein Zayin. Psalm LXXVII. For the leader, for Jedutun, a psalm of Asaph. I cried to God with my voice, even to God with my voice, and he gave ear to me, to me, to me. Lamnatzeach al Yedutun, al Yedutun, al Yedutun. Le'asaph mizmor koli il Elohim ve etzaakah. Olia el Elohim with ha ezin elai. For the leader, la menatzeach. For Jedutun, Allah Yedutun,
Allah Yedutun, Allah Yedutun, Allah Yedutun.
A psalm of Asaph. Le Asaph Mizmor, a chant and intonation of Asaph, Asaph the gatherer. Le Asaph Mizmor.
I cried to God with my voice, my voca invoca, Oli il Elohim, I cried, I shrieked, I cried to Elohim with my voice, Oli el Elohim, even to Elohim with my voice. Even to Elohim with my voice, Koli El Elohim. And he gave ear to me, and he gave ear to I. With Ha'azin Eli, V'Ha'azin Eli, with Ha'azin Eli. These words here, opening words of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Zayin, are to be considered in the light, the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere. Elsewhere, even in Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 2, chapter 2, verses 1 to 2, where it reads, O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? I will stand upon my watch, and set me upon the fenced place, and will watch to see what he will say to me. And the Lord answered me and said, Hear, Habakkuk. Hear, Habakkuk. Ad anah Yahuwah shevaiti v'lo tishma. How long, O Jehovah, shall I cry, and thou, the eye, will not hear? Ad anah Yahuwah shevaiti v'lo tishma. Adana, how long, yo, Jehovah, Shwati, shall I cry, shall I shout, Shwati, with lo, Tishma'a, and thou wilt not hear, and no hear the eye, with lo, Tishma'a. Al mishmarti e'moda, ve'eta yatva, ala matzor. Va is apel rota ma yidaber bi va ya neni yehowa va yomer. I will stand upon my watch, Allah mishmarti emoda, and set I upon the tower with eta yatzva Allah matzor, and will look out. Va is apel. Why it's up there, and will look out to see Lerot, what ma he will speak by me, in me, ma yidaber bi. Vayaneni Yahuwah, and Jehovah answered me, answered I, Vayomer, and said, Allah mishmarti e'moda, where eta yatzva ala matzor, wa is apel rot ma yidaber bi, wa ya neni Yehowa wa yomer. What did Habakkuk Hanavi? What did Habakkuk Hanabi? Habakkuk. What did the prophet Habakkuk do? He drew a figure of a circle and stood in the middle of it, and said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Ribon Shelah HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, I shall not stir from this place until Thou, the I, declarest to I, how long Thou, the I, wilt continue to show forbearance to the wicked, to HaRasha, to the ratchet, to HaRishayim, in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, Thou hast cried out to me, but hast not doubted me. The I has cried out to I, but has not doubted I. As thou livest, I shall answer thee, and cause thee to understand. I shall forbearance to HaRasha, to the ratchet HaRishayim, the ratchet ones in this world, so that they may come back to me, come back to I in Teshuvah, in repentance, and their willful sins, their willful ukeries will then will then be reckoned as unwitting sins, unwitting uckeries. Or hear, Midrash note on Mizmor Ein Zayin, Psalm 77, the Midrash note reads, or, so that if they come back to me in repentance, their willful sins, their willful uckeries will be reckoned as unwitting sins, unwitting uckeries. Whereupon scripture goes on with what Habakkuk and Bakom Habakkuk said, even in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that a man may read it swiftly. Vayaneni Yahowah vayomer ketov hachazon uvayer ala haluchot lema'ana yarutza reyavo. And Jehovah answered I and said, Vayaneni Yahowah vayomer, write the vision. Ketov hachazon, ketov chazon, write the vision. Ketov chazon, and make it plain upon tables, upon tablets. Ubayer Allah haluchot, that a man may read it swiftly. Lima ana yarutza korea boa. Vayaneni Yahowah vayomer, ketov hachazon. Ubayer Allah haluchot. Ma'ana yarutz akrevo. Then Habakkuk in Bakom said further, Long since I proclaimed the end, but the time set has passed. According to Habakkuk chapter 2, the next verse, verse 3, where it reads, is there another vision for an appointed time? For the vision is yet for the appointed time. Is there another vision for an appointed time? Ki od chazon la ma'ed? Ha'el, the true God, Ha'elohim replied, even though I proclaim the end to thee, to the eye, and the time set for it has passed by, say not, the end will not come. Say not, the end will not come. Wait thou for it. For, as the verse concludes, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. Imayita mahimaha chakelo kivo yavo lo yeachir, Though it tarry, im yita maha, wait for it, chake lau, because it will surely come. Ki bo yabo, it will not delay. Lo yachir. Im yita maha, chake lau, ki bo yabo, lo yachir. Even so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, blessed be He, makes the righteous envision the trials that are to come upon Yisrael, the righteous stand up and protest to Him. Here, Midrash note, where it reads, even so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, lets the righteous envision, lets HaTzadikim, the righteous ones, see, envision the trials that are to come upon Israel. The righteous stand up and protest to Him. Hence, here, it is said, for Jedutun, that is, for trials, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, show the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, as intended to overwhelm them, the righteous HaTzadik, envisioning the trials, cry out before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, blessed be He, and lift up their voices, as is said, even here in today's daily psalm, I cried to Elohim with my voice, even to Elohim with my voice. Koli el Elohim, with Atzaaka, koli El Elohim. Asking, will Elohim really? Will he really give ear? Yes, Cain. Yes, when, according to this psalm, today's daily psalm, 77, verse 3, Hebraically, when in the day of my trouble I seek the Lord. When in the day of my trouble I seek Adonai, Adonai, Biyom, Sarati, Adonai, Darashti. In the day of my trouble, I seek Adonai, Adonai, Biyom, Sarati, Adonai, Darashti. The verse goes on. My hand was shut up, Nigera, in the night and slackened not. Yadi laila nigra v'lo tafuga. With my hand uplifted, streaming in the night without ceasing. Or my hand was shut up. My hand was nigra in the night and slackened not. Yadi laila nigra with lo tafug. That is because of my great pain. My hand, Yadi, was locked tight and clenched all through the night, and it would not slacken enough to open and relax. How can Nigra be read as other than locked tight? Since the Aramaic Targum renders, according to Jonah 2 and 7, locks of the earth as nagirat. When he is in straits and anxiety and difficulty in tight situations and circumstances, a man clenches his hand in torment. I seek Adonai darashti. In a time of trouble, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. My soul, my psyche refuseth to be comforted. My soul, my psyche refuseth to be comforted. Mayinah, hiya nachem nafshi. Mayinah. He nachem nafshi, my soul, she refuses to be comforted. Why does she nafshi, my soul, my psyche, why does she refuse to be comforted? Because she does not know when the time of redemption is to come. Because she does not know when the Iowa, the time of redemption is to come. My psyche, my soul, she refuses to be comforted because she does not know until the time, the Iowa of redemption is to come.
Set the daughter of Zion off. Once precious princess left her father's house to walk streets that never rest. And then maybe they'll hear me in the metropolis. So I'm sending out an SOS. She's fighting with her ties, she wants out of this mess. Bright city lights might brighten up the darkness. Know that I'm tired and you know that I'm stressed. You can't stop me and you can't stop this. You could call the police, try to make an arrest. Today is the day that I repossess. Leaving on the first train that I can get. Now it rings around the eyes, sopping wet from raindroplets. Window shopping for some solace, nowhere dressing penniless. The price that you pay for running away from the stress. Feeling the pain like the dance by the DJ. Remind me of a time when things were okay. Remind me of a time when things were okay.
son of Rasmakonin, Haile Selassie, is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. Oh, Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
מזמור עין זין למנצח על ידותון לאסף מזמור. קולי אל אלוהים ואצעקה, קולי אל אלוהים והאזין אליי. ביום צרתי אדוני דרשתי, ידי לילה נגרה ולא תפוג, מענה הנחם נפשי. אזכרה אלוהים ואהמיה, אשיחה ותתעטף רוחי סלע. אחזת שמורות עיניי, נפעמתי ולא אדבר, חישבתי ימים מקדם, שנות עולמים. אזכרה נגינתי בלילה, עם לבבי אשיחה, ויחפש רוחי. הלעולמים יזמח אדוני, ולא יוסיף לרצות עוד, האפס לנצח חסדו, גמר עומר לדור ודור. השכח חנות אל, אם קפץ באף רחמיו סלע, ואומר חלותי היא שנות ימין עליון. אזכור מעלליה, כי אזכרה מקדם פלפיך, והגיתי וכל פעוליך, ובעלילותיך אשיחה. אלוהים בקודש דרכך, מי אל גדול כאלוהים? אתה האל עושה פלא, הודעת ועמים עוזיך, גאלת וזרוע עמך, בני יעקב ויוסף סלע. ראו חמיים אלוהים, ראו חמיים יחילו, אף ירגזו תהומות, זורנו מים עבות, כל נתנו שחקים, אף חצציך יתהלכו. כל רעמך בגלגל, העירו ורקים תבל, רגזה ותרעש הארץ. בים דרכך, ושבילך במים רבים, ועקבותיך לא נודעו. נחית חצון עמך, ביד משה ואהרון.
Music is a rod, and we are Moses, leading God's children to the promised
Here, here, here. Basic Hebrew. Here, here, here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1 to 22. Abba da da ha. Wa za ha ta. Ya ka la ma na sa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1 to 22. 22. 22. 22. Abba ga da ha, wa za ha ta, ya ka la ma na sa, a pa sa ka ra sha ta, ta, ta. A, aleph, ba, bait, ga, gimel, da, dalet, ha, hey, wa, wow, za, zain, cha, chet, ta, tet, ya, yod, ka, kaf, la, lamed, ma, bain, Na, nun, sa, samech, a, ein, pa, pe, sa, sadai, ka, kof, ra, resh, sha, shin, ta, tau, ta, tau, ta, tau, ta, tau, abba gada ha, wa, za, ha, ta, ya, ka, la, ma, na, sa, a, pa, sa, ka, ra, sha, ta, 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 ta.
Boy, everything takes time.
I remembered God and moaned. I remembered Elohim and moaned. Here, today's daily psalm is more Ein Zayin, Psalm 77. Here, Hebraically, is a fourth verse, a dalet verse. Ezekarah Elohim, ve'ehemaya. When I think thereon, ezekarah. When I think thereon, I remembered. When I think thereon, ezekarah. Ezekarah Elohim with Ehemaya. Oh Elohim, I must moan. With Ehemaya, I must moan. I remember the troubles that overwhelmed me, overwhelmed I, and I moaned. A mashal, a parable, a proverb, a mashal of a man who was about to punish Beno, his son. He said, thou wilt be smitten with 10 strokes of the lash. Here, Midrash note, the P.E., the Prince Edition, and Makiri, the E.T., the edited text, it reads, struck on thy 10 fingers. So, he said, thou wilt be smitten, thou will be struck on thy 10 fingers, on thy 10 fingers. After he struck him once, he said, nine more. After he struck him a second time, he said, eight more. Thus, the son was comforted as the punishment went along. But when would the son not have been comforted? When Abio and his father would not have told him how many strokes he was yet to receive. So, too, the congregation of Israel, the Edat Yisrael, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set-Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, my soul refuseth to be comforted. Me'na hiyanachem nafshi. My soul refuseth, she refuseth to be comforted because she does not know the term of her punishment, of her punishment. And here, Psalm 39, verse 5, Hebraically, that reads, Lord, make me to know my term. Lord, make I to know my term. Jehovah, make I to know mine end. Jehovah, make I to know mine end. In a different exposition, the verse is read, I remembered Elohim and was troubled. Ezekarah Elohim with Ehemaya. When Israel, bring Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, back to remembrance. They are agitated and troubled. When Israel brings Elohim, the true good, the true God, back to remembrance, they are agitated and troubled. As is said even in Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs, Song of Songs of Shlomo, of Solomon, Song of Songs 5 and 4, that reads, my beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my heart was troubled for him. My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my heart was troubled for him. Dodi Ashalach Yado Mina Hahor Meaya Hamu Alayo. My beloved Dodi put in his hand Shalach Yado by the hole of the door Mina Hahor, and my heart was moved for him. Ua Meaya Hamua alayo. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, remembers the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, His heart is troubled for them. As is said even in Yeremiyahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 31 and 20, where it reads, Is Ephraim a darling son to me? Is he a child that is dandled? For as often as I speak of him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore, my heart is troubled for him. Here, here in Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, Hebraically is chapter 31, verse 19. Havina yakira li Ephraim, ima yeleda, sha'i sho'im, kia mideya dabri bawa, zakora ezaka reinu oda, alkin hamu me'aya lawu. Is Ephraim a darling son to me? Havina yakirli Ephraim, is he a child that is dandled? Ima yeleda sha'il sho'im. For as often as I speak of him, kia mideya dabriya ba'u, I do earnestly remember him still. Zakora ezekereinu oda, therefore my heart yearneth for him. Alkein hamua me'aya la'u, thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am troubled and cannot speak. Here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Zayin. Here, Hebraically, the fifth verse. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am troubled and cannot speak. Achazta shemurota aynaya nifa amti v'lo idaber. Thou holdest fast the lids of mine eyes. Achazta shemurota aynai. I am troubled. Nifa amti, and cannot speak. Wilo edaver. Wilo edaver. I do not sleep, for all my vigils are at night. Troubled as I am, more and more, by the greatness of my pain. Hear, 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 Midrash, no, my vigils. The ET, the edited text reads, all my norms. That seems, some say, to make no sense. Perhaps read as, Shenatia nodedeta balaila. My sleep forsakes me, forsakes I in the night. Shenatia nodedeta balaila. My sleep, I sleep, forsakes I in the night. I have pondered the days of the man from the east, the man from the Kedem, the years of ancient times. Hear, hear, hear. The next verse, Hebraically, the sixth verse. I have pondered the days of the Kedem, the man from the Kedem, the days of the east, the years of ancient times. Hishavti yamim amik Edem shenota olamim. I have pondered the days of old. Hishavti yamim mik Edem, the years of ancient times. Shenota olamim. That is, pondered the days of Abraham, who came from the east, from the Kedem, as scripture refers to him in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 41 and 2, who hath raised up a righteous man from the east. And also, I have pondered, chishabti, I have pondered the years of ancient times, the years of ancient times, the shenota olamim, that is, the years of the fathers, the patriarchs of the world, the years of the fathers, the patriarchs of the world, pondered, but did not find the answer. I call to remembrance my song in the night. Hear, Mizmor Ayin Zayin, the seventh verse. I call to remembrance my song in the night. Ezekara ne ginati balaila. In the night I will call to remembrance my song. Ezekara. Neginati balaila. That is the Sanhedrin's, the assemblies, intonation in their study of Torah, that they occupy themselves with at night. Is his mercy clean gone? Is his mercy a face forever, for Iva. He a face la netzacher chasido is his mercy clean gone for Iva. He a face la netzacher chasido. What is the literal meaning of a face? The Hebrew word afes. Some say it is the Greek word afes that means let go. And so because with regard to mercy, chesed, a verse in another mizmor, another psalm, namely Psalm 103, verse 17, it reads, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, upon them that reverence, that respect him. The verse in this psalm, in this mizmor, in this chant, it asks, has Ha'el, the true God, has Elohim now abandoned the Bnei Yisrael completely? Is his promise come to an end forevermore, for evermore? Hear, Hebraically, the ninth verse. Gamara, Omer, Lidor Vador, is his promise come to an end forevermore? Gamara, Omer, Lidor Vador? When Ha'el, the true good, the true God, when Elohim said, I have taken away my peace from this people, even mercy and compassion in Yeremiyahu, in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 5, did he mean that his promise had come to an end? And here, a midrash note, here, the words, therefore I say, that are not translated here, are understood as continuing the psalmist's questioning. The words, therefore I say, Gamar, Omer, therefore I say. It continues the psalmist and I questioning. Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his compassions? Hear, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ein Zayin, Psalm 77, Hebraically. Hear, the 10th verse. He shakach chanot el, Im afat be'afarachmayo selah. Hath El, the true good, the true God, forgotten to be gracious? He shakach chanot El. Hath he in anger shut up his compassions? Im afat be'afarachmayo selah. Pause. I say, yes, he hath. Even in the next verse, verse 11, Hebraic, that reads, because of my infirmity, I say, yes, kin, he hath, because of my infirmity. Va'omar chalotihi, and I say, this is my weakness. Chalotihi, she is my weakness. Va'omar chalotihi, I say, this is my weakness. Mine is the chalot, the infirmity, the weakness. As is said, even in Kohelet, in the preach in Ecclesiastes 5 and 12, that reads, evil doing is the infirmity. Yesha ra'ah cholah. There is a grievous evil. Evil doing is the weakness, is the infirmity. Evil doing, yesh ra'ah cholah. Yesh ra'ah chola. There is a grievous evil. Because of my infirmity, the right hand of the Most High has sharpened. Shenot. Because of my infirmity, the right hand of the Most High has shenot, has sharpened. Hear, the 11th verse of today's daily psalm. Azkir, the Kativ and the Kareya, Azkor Ma Aleya. I will make mention of the deeds of Jah. But I say, Wa Omar Chaloti Yahia Shenota Yemin Elyon. But I say that this, she is my weakness, Chaloti He, that the right hand of the Most High could change. Shenota Yemin Elyon, that the right hand of Elyon, of the Most High, could change. Shenota Yemin Elyon. because of my infirmity, there comes sharp chastisement from the right hand, Yamin, of Elyon, of the Most High. Shenot having the same sense as in the verse, even from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 32:41, I sharpen, shanoti, my glittering sword. I sharpen, shanoti, my glittering sword. Im shanoti be'raka harbi, if I wet my glittering sword, or if I sharpen, im shanoti be'raka harbi, I sharpen, shanoti, my glittering sword, be'raka harbi. In a different exposition, the verse is read, because of my profanation, the right hand of Elyon, of the Most High, of Elyon, has changed. Even here, Psalm 77, Hebraically the 11th verse. Waomar chaloti hi, waomar, and I said, chaloti hi, she is my weakness, she is my infirmity, because of my profanation. Chaloti, the right hand of the Most High has changed. Shinota, Yamin, Elyon. Here, Midrash note read previously as stemming from the Chet Lamed He, Chalaha, to be infirm. But here read as stemming from the Chet Lamed, Chalala, to profane. Mine the profanation. So read as Waomar Chalalti hi, mine the profanation, the profaning, the profanation, because I profane my holiness, my set apartness. The right hand of Elyon, of the Most High, has changed. Nishtane. Here. A midrash note right here. For the two preceding paragraphs, Professor Harry A. Wolfson suggests another translation. Here, as follows. He completed a word, gamar, gamar omer, forever, according to Psalm 77, verse 9. That is to say, he decided the matter, gamar hadavar, forevermore, to take mercy away from me, away from I. As is said even in Yeremiyahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 16 and 5, where it reads, I have taken away my peace from this people, even mercy and compassion. I have taken away my peace from this people, even mercy and compassion. Ki asafti eta shalomi me'eta ha'ama hazeh. For I have taken away my peace from this people. Ki asafati eta shalomi me eta ha'am hazeh. I've taken away shalomi, my peace, me eta ha'am hazeh, from this people. Sayeth Jehovah, Nuum Yahweh, eta ha chesed eta ha rachamim, even chesed with eta ha rachamim, even mercy and compassion. The psalmist then concludes, and I say, hath el, true good, true God, hath el forgotten to be gracious? Hath el forgotten to be gracious? He shakach chanot el. Has El forgotten to be gracious? Then he adds, and I say, chaloti hi. Waomar chaloti hi. That is to say, this being forgotten by El, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, is my grief. As the grief is used in the verse, even from Kohelet, from Ecclesiastes 5 and 12, a grievous evil. Yesha ra'ah chola,
there is a grievous evil, yesh, ra'ah, cholah. And so also the latter part of the verse that reads, the sharpening, shenot, of the right hand of Elyon, the sharpening, the shenot, the sharpening, shenota yamin Elyon, the sharpening of the right hand, the yamin of Elyon. This means, again, this being forgotten by El, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, El, is a sharp chastisement. Shenot, having the same sense as in the verse, even from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 32:41, I sharpen, shanoti, my glittering sword. Im, shanoti, b'raka, harbi, if I wet, shanoti, sharpen, wetting, sharpening, shanoti, b'rak, harbi, harbi, my lightning, my glittering, my b'rak, b'rak, b'raka, Harbi, my glittering, my lightning sword. Another exposition and explanation of chalotihi, my infirmity she, my weakness she, and shenot, the shenot of the yamin of Elyon, of the right hand of the Most High. This being forgotten by El is because of my profanation. That is to say, because I profane my holiness, my set apartness. And in consequence of the Yamin Elyon of the right hand of the Most High has been changed. Nishtaneh, Nishtan. I will make mention of the deeds of Yah, the deeds of Jah, Azkira, Ma'aleyah. I will make mention of the deeds of Jah. I will make mention, Azkira. The Ketib, I will make mention. Following the Ketib, I will make mention. Azkir, we have the Kerei, Azkor, being translated, I will remember. Azkir, I will mention. Azkor, I will make mention. Azkir, making mention. Azkor, remembering. Azkir, ma'alei, yah. I will make mention of the deeds, the ma'alei of Yah, the ma'alei Yah, the ma'alei of Jah. He who took I, Mitzrayim, out of Egypt. He who brought I across the Yam Suf, the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, the Etrabahir, the Eritrean Sea. He who led I by the hand of Moshe, where Aharon, Moses and Aaron, like a flock of sheep, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. Bamidbar, 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 Bamidbar,